For generations in Ireland, communion and confirmation have marked an important moment in a child's life. For some families, they remain deeply religious occasions, and for others, they're just as much about tradition and family and celebrating a milestone. But as Ireland changes, more people are beginning to ask whether these ceremonies and the way they're organised through schools still reflect the country we are today. Should these milestones remain part of school life? Are families simply following tradition? And what options exist for those who want to celebrate growing up differently? It's Newstart Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. And look, I know every spring communion and confirmation season arrives, and with it comes the conversations we hear every year, the cost, the planning, the outfits, the family gatherings, etc. For many people, these are still meaningful religious occasions, but there are others for whom they've become more cultural than spiritual, a rite of passage as much as a sacrament. But whatever people's beliefs, one thing does remain true. These ceremonies are still closely tied to the Irish school system. The children prepare for them in classrooms during school hours alongside their classmates. And while many, many families are perfectly happy with that arrangement, others question whether schools should still play such a central role in religious preparation. For parents who don't practice religion, or who simply want a different kind of milestone for their children, opting out can sometimes feel easier said than done. At the same time, there's a growing interest in non-religious alternatives that still give children a sense of occasion, celebration and transition. And to discuss all of that, I'm joined by Dr. Maeve King, who works on policy and strategy at Trinity College Dublin and is an advocate for a pluralist education system in Ireland. Maeve, you're very welcome to the podcast. Look, I know you're not speaking on behalf of Trinity, but you are involved with the Education Equality Campaign. And yeah, you're very welcome to Newstalk Daily. So, you're not necessarily arguing that we need to get rid of communions or confirmations, but you think they do need a rethink?
Yeah, so just for a bit of context, I'm from Dublin, from Ireland. I did my communion and confirmation years ago, and I have been living in the States, or was living in the States, for a long time, and I moved back last summer. I have two very young kids. I haven't yet started to engage with the primary school education process. And really, in thinking forward to those cultural milestones, the communion and the confirmation, it's given me a lot of pause, because we're not a religious family. I'm not religious, certainly. My partner isn't. He wasn't raised with any religion. We won't be raising our kids with religion. And so we may end up sending our kids to Catholic school just by the virtue of geographical proximity. Most of the schools in this country are Catholic schools, 90% of them. And so we mightn't have a choice but to send them to a Catholic school. And in that case, they will be opted out from religion. But as we all know, sacramental preparation, communion confirmation, that all still takes place within schools today in Ireland. And so, I mean, in writing this article, really, it was just to prompt a discussion on what an alternative could look like for children who aren't going to be going through these preparations. I mean, my personal view really is that all of this preparation should be taking place outside of school hours, as it's done in all European countries. We're really an exception there. I think it's something that should sit within the parish, within family organisation. It shouldn't be done within schools at all. So I have no problem
Why
with people.
Why is that?
Well, because it takes up an enormous... First of all, it's a constitutional right for all children in Ireland to receive an education that's pluralistic, objective and critical. And so children have a right to not to receive religious instruction in schools. And that's just not happening today in our education system. You know, people have a right absolutely to celebrate and to prepare for the sacraments and to have religious faith. And that's something I fully support, absolutely. And so people should be able to have communions and confirmations, but they should be preparing for those outside of school. They should be doing that within their own communities. It should be left to the local parish to prepare children, to families. It shouldn't be left to teachers who we know. I mean, there are a lot of nominal Catholics in this country, right? And a lot of teachers themselves who aren't religious and who express discomfort in teaching these religious sacraments when they themselves don't believe. They're teaching to children who a large majority of them don't believe, to families who aren't practicing, who don't go to Mass on Sundays, except for this one Sunday a year in second class or in sixth class. So it's just a huge amount of preparation that has to go into preparing for these big days.
Just to go back to that point, because I think those are big statements to make.
Sure.
Where is the evidence that teachers are uncomfortable teaching this, or that the majority of children in the class aren't really believing, or the families don't believe?
Yeah, I think a few lines of evidence there. I mean, even the INTO had a survey last year. I think that it was only 4% of teachers felt that they were prepared to teach these sacraments. We know that there's a decline in Catholicism in Ireland year on year. I think it's 69% now, down from, upwards of 90, 10, 20 years ago. We also know that fewer people are baptizing their children. It's now not a requirement as of 2018. That was removed, the requirement to be baptized in order to attend Catholic schools. And so now fewer people are baptizing their kids. More people are doing naming ceremonies. They're sort of engaging in these alternative ceremonies because it's now not a requirement to baptize your children. Similarly with marriage, we know even, as of a few weeks ago, that non-religious ceremonies outstrip Catholic ceremonies for the first time, I think. And so there is this real movement, I think, towards secular alternatives to these religious ceremonies.
And yet we had that big study carried out by the Department of Education in recent weeks that asked parents of kids in schools, what do you want going forward? And yes, 40% of parents whose children attended those religious run primary schools said they would prefer, a multi-denominational school that was available. But at the same time, the vast majority of parents in these denominational schools said they wanted their school's existing ethos to remain unchanged.
Yeah, so I guess a few things on that point is, first of all, just the data that were actually released. I mean, I was asked as a parent of preschool children, and I filled out that survey, I was asked what my preference would be. None of those data were released, the data from preschool children, the data from parents whose children are already in multi-denominational schools. I actually think 40% of parents whose kids are already in the school settled, that is a huge number of people who are saying, actually, we want something different. I think, generally speaking, people will gravitate towards the status quo of the thing that they're already in. So the fact that you have 40% of parents whose kids are already within those schools signaling that they want to change is pretty remarkable to me. And it's more so
I just have to challenge that a bit, because is that not a little bit patronizing to those parents who I'm sure did thoughts into that survey, and that was their opportunity not to change their kids' school, not to pull their kids out of school, but just say, what is your thoughts on this? And they said, we like what we've got. We actually do want the school to remain the same. We do enjoy the patronage of the school. Perhaps they do like that little bit of a religious element, even though they themselves aren't going to mass every single Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think there are people who do enjoy it, who do not think about it. I think there's another question here, which is, the way the survey was even framed, it was to give these two options, and a third option could have been, I don't care, which that could have captured a large majority of parents' feelings on this topic, which is really that this is not something that I care that deeply about. And so you do for sure have people who care very deeply, who are very devout Catholics. And I don't, I think the argument shouldn't be framed in terms of people who are secular and people who are devoutly religious, because I think people who are devout Catholics have every right to enjoy the sacraments, to prepare their children in a way that's faithful, that's true to them. And in many ways, I find the way that we're doing it at the moment undermines a lot of that. I think if I was a devout Catholic, to see people showing up once a year for these ceremonies, to place more of an emphasis on the superficiality of it all. I was got my hair done the other day. I was surrounded by kids and their moms getting their hairs done for the confirmation and the communion, right? That's the focus. The focus is on how much money you're making. And I even remember that from my day. And even then we were going to mass, right? I think that's an unfair characterization on us versus them. I think you have plenty of people who really are devout and religious who would advocate for what I'm suggesting, which is to move this into its rightful place, which is to the parish. And really, it's a case of,
to cut across you again, but I just want to put the counter right to you. Mm-hmm. Do you have to be devout, as you say it, and deeply religious to want your children to go to a school that has a religious ethos? I don't think you do.
I think you have to believe in what it is that you're putting what the rituals that you're doing. I think you have to understand that communion and confirmation, communion, what is it that we're actually doing with communion, sacramental preparation, it's a huge amount of work. It's a something, it's very serious preparation for affirming your relationship with Christ, with Jesus, with God. I mean, that's what it is. Ultimately, you do the sacrament of reconciliation, which is confession, where you have to enter into a state of grace before you're ready to receive the Eucharist. I mean, that's really what's underpinning the communion. That's what parents are doing in going along with these ceremonies, right? I mean, I know the emphasis is on the parties and the bouncy castles and the religion piece. I mean, there's been so many op-eds written about this in recent times, so many people talking about this, and religion is never mentioned. You know, it's a cultural milestone that sits alongside, as I said in that piece, you know, GAA celebrations and leaving cert results. It's something that's like a touch point for a lot of people. But I think we really should think deeply about what it is that we're actually doing. What, you know, we, just because of something we did and we inherited, why is it that we're passing it along to our children? And to think too about kids like mine and kids, and these numbers growing every single day. These are children who are opted out. They are sidelined in their own education system. They're left at the back of the classrooms. They face real discrimination, like actual discrimination, that if it was based on race or gender, we just wouldn't tolerate in this same way. And so we have these two streams of education in our schools, and no one really gives any consideration to this ever-growing number of children who see their friends going and doing these communions and confirmations. They see them on Monday parading through schools in their dresses, they see the attention that teachers give to them, and they think, what about me? Like, why am I being sidelined here? And it's deeply unfair.
So what will you say to your children in that situation? Or is there another alternative that would allow those children to celebrate their milestones in life that doesn't necessarily have to be a religious milestone?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, again, a very personal thing. And it is something that people do and have done for a long time in response to the communion confirmations, especially when you have kids who are going to Catholic schools because they don't have the option of going to, say, an Educate Together school. And so there are Age of Reason ceremonies that people do, which is really a focus on the child, their sense of themselves and their family and their community, their ability to think critically, engage with the world. And, you know, this can take many different shapes and forms. And I know of a few families who are doing those this year in response to communion season. And so they have some really lovely ceremonies where they co-create it with their kids. You know, their kids maybe work on a project, an art project over the course of the year. They might do community service events. They might, you know, create poetry or art, and then the families all come together. And these are often families from the same school whose kids are all opted out. They come together in a ceremony. They do something deeply reflective. They involve the parents and the children. It's a moment to really reflect on what matters to them. Who do you want to become as a person? And I think it's very deeply personal, you know, and they have a party afterwards to celebrate. And so they have this alternative, which some parents may or may not want that. But I think it is something, you know, worth considering. And they're definitely on the rise more and more, in the same way that like naming ceremonies are on the rise for babies being born who aren't being baptized, in the same way that you have alternative wedding ceremonies that aren't taking place in churches.
So as a parent, that does make you uncomfortable, that idea that your child would be in a class like this, where all these kids are celebrating this big family occasion, this religious milestone, and that they can't be part of that.
And it's, yeah, well, I mean, I guess they, yeah, it does. I mean, it's very upsetting, I think, too, because it's not even just second and sixth class. I mean, those are the big years in which there's so much work that goes into preparing for these. It's the mental gymnastics that you have to do as a parent, constantly checking on, you know, the Aladdin system or whatever that may be, to determine if there's an unprompted mass that's happening, that I have to go now collect my child. I have to, you know, interrupt my work day to go and collect them from school early because they're going to a mass. It's the fact that, you know, this is all put back on the teachers. There are no guidelines from the Department of Education on opted out children. They've like completely abdicated their responsibility on this matter. And so it's all put back on the teachers to have alternative curriculums for these kids. And many are just so under-resourced and stretched for time that they can't do that. And so kids are left sitting, you know, move to different classrooms when it's time to go to the church. They're left sitting at the back of the classrooms, and they're still absorbing lots of this religious instruction too. And so like many of these kids will know the hymns by heart, they'll know the prayers. In my opinion, it's wasted time for them too, and they deserve an equal access to education.
if you had a choice, right, Maeve, and you had a multi-denominational school in your area that your kids could get a place in, would that satisfy you?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, I would love to send my children to an Educate Together school. I'm renting at the moment. I don't know where I'm going to be living permanently. I might not have that option. Many counties in this country don't have Educate Together schools. I actually don't think it's a good solution to create, you know, different schools with different ethoses. I think we should be able to send our children to schools that respect them all in the same way. I think that has been the government's push, divestment of schools. It's failed ultimately. It's been painfully slow. There's been huge pushback from different patronage bodies on this topic. I think we should uphold the Constitution, and I think we should uphold all children's rights to objective, pluralistic and critical education. I think it's that simple, really. I think at a minimum, the department tomorrow could release very clear opt-out guidelines for these children. There's ever-increasing number of children who are in these schools.
And to the parents who say, well, I want to exercise my choice, and my choice is that a child goes to a Roman Catholic school because that is still the dominant religion in this country, even as you say it is on the decrease.
I think absolutely, if you are wanting still to go through communion and confirmation, I applaud that. I would celebrate that with you. You're welcome to do that, but it shouldn't be on during school hours on the taxpayers' dime. Because again, there's no constitutional right for them to be receiving sacramental preparation in schools. And so I think that there's no conflict here. I think people who really are wanting communion and confirmation, who are wanting to celebrate it in however they want, if they want to go along with the big party and all of that, absolutely, I welcome that. There are still plenty of opportunities to do that. There's a parish in every town, city in this country. There are people there who have received years and years of training who can shepherd them through these sacraments. You know, teachers themselves are in a position where they could also come out and say, we don't want to do this anymore, we can't do this. And I think if that were the case, we could stop doing this tomorrow.
All right. Maeve, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate you coming in and speaking to us on News Talk Daily today.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for another episode of News Talk Daily. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.